Hola, welcome to episode 75 of Blunder Years podcast. I wanted to take a minute and talk about male mental health and male depression. In the show notes for this episode, I included a bunch of links, including an article on male loneliness killing millions, one on male depression as an epidemic. And a Boston Globe article from about 5, 6 years ago about how loneliness is a bigger threat to males than obesity. I also included an article called "Why Do We Murder the Beautiful Friendships of Boys?" Not a funny article, but funny story about that article is a guy that was a managing director at a place I worked, sent it to me. And then I like regularly saw him berate his own children. So therein lies a dichotomy. All right, I've written about this stuff a lot. On December 10th, 2013, in a coffee shop in Uptown Minneapolis, I wrote about the decline of male friendships, and I've pretty much blogged about it probably at least like 2 to 3 times a year since then. Here would be my overall take, I guess. Men tend to make friendships side by side, i.e., at bars, sporting events, conference tables. As you get older and have more responsibilities, or children, and/or your friends have more responsibilities than children, and/or people move for work, and/or you aren't as athletic as you once were, well, the ways and opportunities for guys to make friends are less and less. Plus, in a lot of situations, a wife with kids wants to work less or not work at all, which increases the male commitment to work, i.e., you're now essentially beholden to work because that money is providing for you, your wife, and X amount of children. It's hard to find new friendships in that ecosystem, you know? If you want to go a tier deeper and talk about actual male depression, listen, not having a lot of friends can be depressing. I know that personally very well. Male depression is an interesting thing because boys, men are supposed to be tough and act like men and own it, kill it, conquer it, all that shit. So being legitimately sad can be hard for a guy because they don't have the right words and ideas and concepts and topics around it. Because they never were supposed to land there in the eyes of broader society. All right, so obviously everyone's situation is unique, and my own situation probably colors a lot of how I feel on these topics and my general depression. some people might know this if they've listened to other shit I've done or read some of my writing, but I was with someone for about 9 years. We were married for four. I had a whole ecosystem of friends through that, mostly tied to New York City and the general Northeast. Me and her got divorced in March 2017, and a lot of them, for better or worse, kind of went with her. So that was a big blow to the people I had spent most of my late 20s, 30s with in terms of a friend world. I kind of, in the last 3.5 years, have maybe evolved some thinking there. Like, if they were so quick to not want me in their lives, maybe they weren't really friends of mine to begin with. And I struggle with that because then it's like a combination of losing those friends plus thinking they weren't real to begin with. And I never know what to do with it. At the same time, I've also moved a bunch. I've been in the same place now for about 6 years and I have some friends here, but I'm also an older dude. I turned 40 in about a month. Don't have kids. I don't like being the creepy uncle, you know? When I got divorced, I thought about moving to the DC area because I have some guy friends there, but they all have young kids, so they wouldn't really have a ton of time to hang out. Then I'd be this like oafish weird dude in their kid's life. I used to have this depressing convo with my dog a lot about this, but between that and the cost of living, I think I made the right choice. Now, I do think it's harder than we admit to make friends over 30, and honestly, I could probably try harder. I have a little ecosystem of friends through my fiance, but I entered most of their lives when they were buying houses and having their first kids, so I wouldn't say I'm tremendously important to that group or whatever. So I have a decent college group, used to interact with them daily on Slack. Trump kind of got in the way of that political bullshit. None of us live in the same place. We see each other maybe once a year. 2020 obviously didn't happen because of COVID. And, some of those relationships were fraying regarding Trump and just other shit. So it's important to note here that a lot of men also derive pleasure and success from their job. I like what I do, but it goes up and down. Right now, it's kind of mid-level. I'm trying to find some professional spark, and that contributes to depression too. So yeah, I'm a dude and I have some friends, but broadly I do feel lonely and depressed a lot. And that's okay to say, I think. So what can we do about this? Well, at a broader societal level, I guess I would say encourage new definitions of masculinity. I don't know exactly what that means, but I want to say something about it's okay to be compassionate, vulnerable, emotional, have feelings. Talk more openly about this stuff. Don't shout down guys who want to discuss it. Create more flexible workplaces. That would probably help with like the demands that get heaped on males, which then in a childcare context kind of go downriver to females, as we've seen a lot during COVID. Something like a woman's workday is 43 minutes longer or whatnot. Encourage people to get more involved civically. I'm trying to do that. I don't know if I've been successful. COVID, obviously, there's some restrictions there. Have more small groups for men. I actually tried to work with my friend on a business model about this, and it didn't go that far, but I'm considering revisiting it because, people say, oh, there's church or there's like city clubs or like rec sports leagues or whatever, but in general, I don't think men have a lot of groups that they can bond within. I would encourage men to find success definitions outside of work and sex. I think those are the two places that they kind of get a feeling of being better, being emotionally connected, being successful, and there needs to be a wider definition of places where that can happen. And I would listen to the research. There's a ton of research about male loneliness in the last 6 to 10 years. And I feel like, there are articles and flashy headlines about it, but it doesn't necessarily kind of go anywhere. Now, obviously, all those things are big, 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 big shifts and will take time, but I think that's where we need to head. It all starts with dudes being able to admit that, yes, they do feel lonely and depressed. So if you're listening to this and you are a dude and you do feel lonely and depressed, first of all, it's okay. Second of all, feel free to reach out. I'm Ted Bauer 2003 on Twitter. TedBauer2003@gmail.com is my email. I'm pretty easy to find on LinkedIn too. So yeah, just holler at me. Feel free to like start a conversation up. I would love to do it with you. You can also go check out, I want to say it's episode 24 of this podcast, is me and this guy Drew talking about male anxiety, male depression, male mental health. He has a book out too. So check that out if you want. Scroll back to episode 24 and give that a listen. And I will be back probably tomorrow, either with a self-guided deal, which is becoming a little cathartic for me, and that's cool, or with an episode I taped with a guy named Jim Monroe, who used to work in TV and now he is in the leadership world. All right. Have a good one and feel free to reach out if any of those feelings resonated with you. Peace.